I'm joined by Chris Luck, who is the event organiser of the South Weald Festival, which takes place between the 21st of June to the 1st of July. Chris has been in over the last couple of years to talk about the festival, and there's loads and loads going on. First of all, just before we talk about the stuff that's going on, the booklet, which is bumper size with loads and loads of stuff in it. You've got so many advertisers in this. It's absolutely fantastic. What a great job you've all done. You've also got hidden gems. We're going to talk about the sound bites that are in here But this is really important. If you want to go along to the South Weald Festival, where can people get hold of the booklets?
Right. The various places. We're selling on the High Street next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 3:30 to 5 o'clock. And also in a number of local shops. You can get them from the church. You can get them from the school. Lots of places that you can get them, and particularly Londis, also down in Brook Street, to actually buy the programme. It's a really good idea to buy the programme in advance, because it's only £1.50. Yep. On the day, it's £2. And we expect over 2,000 people to be attending on Saturday, the 30th of June, for the sort of main event, either at the church or indeed at the school, for the fete there. So it's very, very busy. And thanks, Michelle, for plugging the programme. Really, really appreciated by the people who put it together.
Yeah.
We had a struggle this year with the theme. And I'll sort of blame myself initially, because I really wanted sort of in memoriam, remembrance, 100 years of the First World War finishing, etc. And somebody very sensibly said, well, that's all very well, but it's sort of a bit miserable sort of remembrance and so on. Yes, we celebrate people's lives and so on and what happened. But why don't we have something that really like clears the air, let all the world in every corner sing, which gives us two distinct possibilities. One, of course, is singing and music generally. So there's a lot of music throughout the festival. And then also it gives us a sort of like multicultural, multidimensional approach to the festival. So the windows, we think are going to, I don't know yet, it's all a bit of a secret. Art preview is, and the flowers on Friday the 29th. But we think we're going to have like different ideas on different countries around the world. So again, taking that idea of all the world. And then there is going to be, I think, a window sponsored by Hutton and Shenfield Choral Society, who are performing Britain's War Requiem. So we've still got a little bit of the sort of war side of things, and that's going to be in the Memorial Chapel, and that's going to be a flower demonstration. So there's still going to be that. Gave still the possibility of memorial remembrance, but it's everywhere. And then that led to this idea, okay, well, let's have a programme that celebrates music. So again, throughout, as you've already picked up, throughout the programme, there are little sound bites or whatever on people's favourite songs or hymns or whatever, including, first time ever, and thanks very much indeed to Pixie Lott, a special article on Pixie Lott, who spent a little bit of time to talk about her thoughts on Brentwood. And you need to buy the programme in order to read the article.
Yeah.
You'd have said that if I hadn't.
Yes, yeah. Now, you've also got, there's loads of companies in here as well, local companies, but you were saying about the beaches. We obviously have the beaches come into Phoenix FM. Been there only once myself, but what a joy it was. A lovely place.
Yes.
And I spoke to one of the oldest residents, who is 101, and if you want to check that, that feature, it is on the website. We talked to loads of the residents and talking about their memories of Brentwood, and you were saying about getting the local school involved.
Yes.
With the beaches.
This link started last year. Jane Bennett, who's been a long-term supporter of the festival, and you were picking up the adverts, Bennett's advertised, and they always have, literally, in the 20 years I've been involved in the festival, there's always been a Bennett's funeral advertised. And Jane's a tremendous supporter of all sorts of local events anyway.
Morning, Jane!
Yes, probably is listening.
Morning, Jane!
Yes, so I had a little group of people sort of like trying to suggest contacts to me, the people who I thought might know people. And Jane said, well, I got a contact with the beaches, which had been open only a couple of years or so last year. And I thought that'd be brilliant. So we got through the contact, and that was Jess Kemp last year, who's now on maternity leave. Sure, I think she has had the baby. I need to actually check. But she was the client liaison manager last year, and they're really supportive. They pre-bought programmes. They've got the banners, and they've got an advertisement. And then this year we've got Summer and Laura, who are covering for that maternity leave. And there's an article, one of the articles in an interview with Summer, whose favourite hymn is All Things Bright and Beautiful. And that's again on the programme. So that's telling you something from the programme. But yeah, there's lots of things. And there are also pages of other people who've been involved with the festival for a long time. Michelle was picking out Corkwood Hall Farm.
Yes.
And they always advertise. They always take the back page.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to remember what Andrew and... now it's Andrew and Janet, yes. Morning has broken. I suspect they're... Well, they're retired, I think, now a bit from Corkwood, aren't they? They're taking a slightly back seat. But I suspect morning's breaking was a sign for activity. So yeah. I can understand they do do that. And the other interesting thing is the another advertiser, again, for a long time, is Longhouse Plants. And their hymn, or yes, hymn it is We Plough the Fields and Scatter, which, of course, they do indeed do. Lots of scattering of seed and ploughing of fields and general hard work and activity. Probably worth remembering that we are, although Brentwood is very close to London, that we are actually a rural parish in South Weald, and farming is important to the local community. And we get a lot of support from farmers over the years and just working with them. And harvest has always been quite an important festival for the church as well, back in September, generally. Yep. So... enough of that bit.
It was when I was talking to the lady at the beaches, she was describing Brentwood because she's lived here her whole life. She's 101. And if it was a fantastic talk about this, she said those houses, and she was describing the area, didn't exist because it was farmland.
No, that's right.
And I mean, imagine being that, but she's fabulous. Anyway.
And I avoided your question. I do apologise, Michelle, because you were saying about the school link. So we
had
the beaches advertising. But one of the deals that they said last year was if we're going to advertise, we want, like, you know, interaction.
Mm.
So the first thing that happened was that we were asked to sing carols. So the children went down a couple of weeks or so before Christmas and sang carols at the beaches on a Saturday. And when they finished singing carols, they literally almost just, I don't know, they migrated to like a couple of children, to a couple of residents, and just started chatting to them.
Yeah.
And there were some fantastic conversations going on because I was just like sitting close by and listening, and they were sort of saying, bye, Eddie, thank you, that was really nice, da-da, you know, with the children. And we're now going every month or so to the beaches, taking a group of children as part of their education about, you know, obviously oral history, but also about speaking to people, speaking with people.
Yeah.
Used to speaking to teachers and parents and so on, but older people who've got so much to offer is really sort of just bringing them forward. And it's been interesting how year six have developed very interestingly this year.
There was a documentary on not so long ago about older generation mixing with the younger generation and the energy that the older people got from mixing. Because sometimes when you're in a group, it's the same thing, is if you're in the same group of friends, we talk about the same things, and yet if you meet people that are different, you get different, you get inspired to do different things again. And children are very inspirational.
Yes.
And that's
bring
why
totally fresh look at things, and just off they go. You know, it's just lovely to see. So yeah, that's the beaches.
Now we've got one of my favourite hymns, in fact, which I've sung lots of times. Amazing Grace.
Yes.
Is on the photographic competition.
Right.
Amateur photographers or self-snapper, fantastic prizes await the winners in each of our three categories. So that is on page 17.
It is, and the support from that opposite, unsurprisingly, is a new advertiser this year, Claire Brahini, who, again, her website is the access she uses, and she specialises, as you'll see if you buy the programme, in portraits and pictures of children. It's all a bit, little bit sad, because she was really, really keen to judge the photographic competition, which is why we put the advertisement opposite the photo, and she chose Amazing Grace as her hymn. But unfortunately, she's got to go to another assignment on the Sunday when the judging is taking place, so we're getting a different judge. But bit sad, because she was really keen to do that. So thanks, Claire, and hope it all goes well for you on that Sunday.
Yes, and Amazing Grace is one of the best hymns ever.
Super.
And let's have a look. So you've got here, so all the little sound bites. I really like, do you want to read out some of the sound bites you've got?
Well, we've got, one of the other ones that I've just flicked by is Robert McDonald, who's been a sort of hidden part of the festival forever.
Yeah.
He always has the inside front page advertisement for Brentwood Jewellers. And I've been asking him for year after year, we ought to be interviewing you. No. We ought to be, no. And eventually we persuaded him to be interviewed by our chief reporter, Denise Marshall. And there's a very interesting article about his sort of early life. And it says it's his 25th anniversary in the town, in Brentwood High Street. So and he's chosen a song. I heard it through the grapevine.
Yep.
Reminding him of his misspent youth. And then some of the other ones, again, they are people who've been very often quietly involved with the festival over time. So Angela Kay, for example, Be Still for the Presence of the Lord. And she leads the meditation group. And they are very much part of the festival, and they've just started. They used to normally meet in the mornings at sort of 9:15, 9:30, that sort of time, and have a half an hour of meditation. But they've started to meet on a Wednesday evening, and therefore that is also in the festival programme. And anybody's welcome to come along and just be still for a little bit of time. And say that's Wednesday the 27th of June. That's an evening one, and it's at 8 o'clock. If you want to be quiet for a little time in a lovely place, then just give Angela a ring and she will assist you. And then picking up other ones, Denise, I said, the chief reporter, is Shine Jesus Shine. And Gemma King, whose children have all gone to the school, is the joint proprietor, landlord at the Bull. And so she's into songs, Champagne Supernova, not quite where I'm at, but probably where you're at.
Right, looking through the festival guide, when you get into the middle section of this rather thick booklet, you've got all of the events listed. So yep. Tonight it's going to be the Refugee Supper,
yes,
and which is at the church between yep. 7 and 10 tonight. All proceeds are going to Side by Side.
Yep. Yes, Side by Side for Refugee. It's the only festival event, and it's breaking my rules that everything that's done for the festival should go to a whole festival for the church and the school. But I gave an exception with the vicar's agreement to Pauline because she was running this event already at that particular time when we said we'd put it in the programme. But also Pauline, to be fair, is the driving force behind the Beckett Keys concert, Beckett Keys St Peter's concert, which is on the Tuesday night.
So you've got, just to run through the first little couple of events, but you will yeah. find them all in. You've got a golf day on Friday the 22nd. Yep. On Sunday the 24th, you've got the Children's Fun Day.
That's new this year.
Yep, okay, and that's at the Weald Park.
That's at Weald Park, and Weald Park, bless them, Joe Norris, who's the events and facilities organiser for Essex Parks Department, has offered to run that for us as part of the festival. Storytelling, face painting, trail, and not listed there, but we will finish with some community singing led by the music teacher at St Peter's. So Lucy Burton is going to be doing that, and possibly Stickman. We're not sure whether Stickman has yet been signed on for this, but it's an afternoon for children, sort of before the main fest, all the stuff the following week. This Sunday afternoon, I'm really plugging it because they're giving all the proceeds to the festival, bless them.
Excellent.
And we've got lovely relationships with Weald Park. So we advertise for them, and there is an advertisement for all of their events over the summer later on in the programme.
Excellent. Then you've got Tuesday with Christian Meditation Morning.
Yep.
You've got Christian Meditation Evening. That's on the Wednesday. The Friday, you've got the school.
We start into real action.
Yeah, so it's Friday the 29th of June.
Yeah, which you've is St Peter's Day.
Yeah. Excellent. This is absolutely full of events. So if you can't make something during the day or you want something in the evening, there's plenty of things to be going. You've also got the Ploughman's Lunches, which I like to see on Saturday the 30th.
Yes.
You've got the Holy Communion in the morning. You've got the Tower open as well, the church.
Yep.
So you can go and have a look around there. You've got the School Fete as well, which is at 2 p.m. Music in the afternoon. You've got tea and cakes. There's a festival barbecue going on. You've got a mega raffle draw, as you mentioned, at the ball.
Yes.
You've also got the photographic competition we've mentioned. The gardens are going to be open. There's music on the hour. Again, the tower's open. You've got light teas and cakes. You've got results of the photographic competition on Sunday the 1st. And then songs of praise in the park at Wild Park at 6:30.
You won't need a bar programme then. No, it's already on Phoenix FM.
Just to get all the details in. But do you normally have on the very last... Is there normally a sort of... Was there mention of drinks at the pub? Is that normally the last one, or is that not happening this year?
No, you're right historically, Michelle. We used to finish everything at the Tower Arms on the Sunday night, but that doesn't happen anymore. Right. So actually the last event, in a sense, could not be more appropriate this year because it's Songs of Praise in the park, which is just people choosing their favourite hymn, whatever it may be, and we all sort of go down to the park to the Belvedere entrance. We bring down an orchestra, etc., and speakers and so on. Again, thanks to the park, they give us the electrical hookup. Bring your own chairs, and it's a lovely event because people are saying, "I've chosen this hymn because," and it may be some memory in their life, memory of parents, etc. But sitting in that little glade just off the Belvedere car park at 6:30 on the Sunday evening, when all the busyness of the festival and the fete and the whatever is over, just a chance to sit and reflect and listen and sing. And we're starting with the singing, and it's all the world, and we're finishing with the singing. So actually more appropriate. What we used to do on the Sunday is now done on the Saturday night at the Bull, the Mega Raffle Draw.
Yeah.
And the Mega Raffle prizes are pretty stunning this year. I'm getting stuff still coming through to me. Somebody's just offered me this morning the opportunity to have lunch for four people at now the Orsett. What's it called? Orsett Hall? Is it the... one of the parents sort of works there, and literally I've just had a text through saying, "How would you like four people for lunch?" That tells it all. So, but all sorts of exciting and interesting things, a lot of West Ham stuff,
excellent,
and
what we
bits
like.
From Brentwood Jewellers, from Robert at Brentwood Jewellers, etc., etc. Lots of prizes. Almost all worth over £100.
Excellent.
So we're hoping to do really well with that. And we start selling that this Sunday.
Excellent. Now, if you want to find out more, as Chris was about to call you, Peter, do you know why? Because I was reading some Peters. Chris, if you want to check out all the WSouthWheelFestival.co.uk, don't forget it happens today, 21st of June to the 1st of July. Make sure you get a copy of the booklet because it's absolutely fantastic. And it's £1.50, including admission to the fete. Children under 14 get in for free. If you purchase on the day, it's actually £2. So you're better off buying it at the shops for £1.50. As I mentioned, there are loads and loads of things happening throughout that time period, so if you want to go along to a couple of events, which you probably will do because they're all, most of them are child friendly as well, and it, as I said, it's for the local community, get people involved, and it is normally very, very busy. So it's all the WSouthWheelFestival.co.uk, and don't forget, as Chris said, you can get the booklets in loads of different places in Brentwood and also at the church as well.
Church and the school. A couple of things I will plug, if I may. Firstly, we will be expecting really over 2,000 people on the Saturday for the fete, but also going up to the church. So how on earth do I get there, and what about parking? What we do need to try to do is to keep Wigglybush Lane, the road up from the main 1023 Brentwood Road, to the church clear. Mm. So we will have cones down the side of that road. Please don't think that if there's a 10-foot gap between cones and that's an invitation for you to park there. Don't do so. We have two designated parks which will be fully staffed all day on the Saturday. One is at Weald Hall, which is the equestrian centre. As you come into Wigglybush Lane, you go up the hill past Weald Park Way, and then there will be signs for the equestrian centre parking on the right, and you'll almost certainly see other cars. We've got additional parking, again, from our friends at Weald Park, in the cricket ground entrance, again, the field there. And then just for people with disabilities and stall holders, there'll also be parking in the church. All of those are supervised.
Brilliant.
Additionally, if you bought a programme, but even if you haven't, We run a minibus on the Saturday on a circular route, picking up opposite the Bull, going up Wiggybush Lane, dropping off at the school, dropping off at the church, and then going back down Honeypot Lane and doing that circular route. So please, if you bring a car, park sensibly where you ask to park rather than abandoning your car and blocking Wiggybush Lane, or use the bus.
Excellent. So there we go. You know how to get there now. Don't be blocking up any of the roads or you'll find Chris will be knocking
I will.
On your window.
Yes, I was. I was doing a forceful gowlighter thing last year, I'm afraid.
You'll leave a note and you won't want that.
The other thing I must plug as well is the fun run. I think Sarah's now been doing that for 7 years.
Yep.
And that's getting more and more popular. I've been talking to a few people. I think because of the sort of park runs, which are now sort of all the rage, and that's happening sort of regularly at Wheel Park. This one's only 3 kilometres. I think the park run is 5 kilometres. So if you do the park run, for goodness sake, you must be able to manage the fun run. And we expect over 200 entries and prizes for everybody who takes part.
Brilliant. Thanks very much. If you want to find out more, all the wsouthwieldfestival.co.uk. And don't forget to say hello to Chris when you see him walking about throughout the whole festival. Hope it all goes well for you. I know it's always been very, very successful. And don't forget, make sure you get one of the booklets, £1.50, and it'll tell you everything that's going on over the 21st of June, which is today, right the way through to the 1st of July. Just coming up to 10:51, let's do some ads, and I'll be back with more after this.